Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly FD.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how many founders, startups, even after they've raised a whole bunch of money, still claim that they do no marketing and they've gotten all their customers doing no marketing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So Stelly, how do we feel about this?
We feel that that's a huge pile of bullshit, right? That's
nice.
That's really what it is. And I was just at a startup conference where, you know, every single fucking startup that was pitching at the slide with traction, whatever the hell the numbers were, in one way or another, they were basically saying, and we accomplished all these numbers with no marketing, which just drove me crazy because it's just bullshit. What do you mean no marketing, right?
I just typed in marketing. Can I, can I just like go there and just be like, all right, what is marketing here?
Yes, please, let's do that.
I'm going to define this thing. It's going to take probably 10 seconds. The management process through which goods and services move from concept to the customer. It includes a coordination of four elements called the four P's of marketing: product, price, place, promotional strategy. And what's beautiful is when they say product, they literally have written identification, selection, and development of a product. Then it's determination of its price. Then it's selection of a distribution channel to reach the customer's place. And then it's development and implementation of a promotional strategy. And I'm going to end that one with an example. For example, new Apple products are developed to include improved applications and systems, are set at different prices depending on how much capability the customer desires, and are sold in places where other Apple products are sold. So they included all the, you know, product, price, place, promotional strategy, all in there in that one paragraph, all about Apple's marketing. So if you're doing anything in a company, you're probably doing marketing.
Yeah. How could you, if you're talking to a, okay, if you build something, right, you build a small app and then you let it just sit on your server and there's, you give zero people access to it, there's no domain, and you never tell a single soul on earth about it, I believe that you did no marketing, right? But the moment you tell your mom about it, you're doing marketing. Right? The moment you tell somebody about it, the moment you put it somewhere, the moment it is in your bio on LinkedIn, you're doing marketing. You might not be spending millions in advertising, but that does not mean you do no marketing. Like in all these cases, people were like, well, and we got 10,000 users in the last 3 months with no marketing. I raise my hands and I go, how did these 10,000 people hear you exist? Well, it was word of mouth. Who was the first mouth that worded the words, there's an app like this? Well, you know, we went to local university and we told a bunch of people, what the fuck is that? Isn't that marketing? Right? You just didn't spend advertising dollars. But just because you don't advertise doesn't mean you're not marketing.
We had a competitor back in the day and like they had like badges on people's sites. They were cold emailing people and they were doing all these things. And then I'd go hear, oh, so-and-so founder of that company claims they do no marketing. And then I'm like, but they have badges. They have a product. They have like emails that are going out that the founder sends to people to use the product. All of that's marketing.
Yeah, all of that is marketing. And to me, so there's two components to this, right? There's one component, which is the, you don't understand what marketing is, right? Or your definition of marketing is skewed and it's so narrow and it only touches paid advertising. But obviously, that's not the only way of marketing. But the other component of it is excuses. Like it's, you're giving me, because a lot of times these people were, either they were saying it to excuse the number because they knew secretly it's not that impressive, or when it was slightly impressive or it was actually a good number, they were saying it to make the number more impressive. Oh, we got 100,000 downloads, even with no marketing. Think about what we could do with marketing. But it's, I mean, it's bullshit either way, but it's an interesting difference between the two where people would say all these things that were, oh, Another thing people would say, not just the marketing excuse, but they would also say things like, well, we accomplished X, Y, and Z, and we built all this product, and we did all this part-time. Or most of the team was part-time because we're just raising money. And to me, I mean, yes, this is kind of, it can be interesting information, but in many cases, who gives a fuck? It's just excuses. I just want to know, what have you accomplished? And I don't need to know that you've accomplished this with this little money or with people that might have had full-time jobs, or we accomplished this while all be family, while all having families and small babies. I mean, who cares? At the end of the day, from an investor's perspective or from a traction point of view, all I care about is what have you accomplished and how and what's happening next. And I don't want to hear your excuses, and especially I don't want to hear your bullshit framing of we did no marketing, or we got all this press with no PR, or like all these lies. These are basically startup lies, things they say but are not really true.
Let's talk about why people say them.
All right. So,
like, what do you say? Are you trying to say that you don't spend any money to get your customers? Why do you think these startups are saying it?
I think they're saying it for different reasons, but I think sometimes they're saying it because they feel insecure that you will judge them that this number is not good enough. So in order to protect themselves from that, they say, yeah, this number might look small, Heaton, but it is impressive because we did it with no marketing. So don't judge me. That's one reason, I believe. The other reason why they do it is because they want to tell you, well, if, you know, especially in the context of fundraising, we did all this with no marketing, which means, dude, think about it. If we only did marketing, we would be so much bigger. Give me money. If we raise money, we're going to be so much bigger.
I love this. This is just not going to work for people if they keep thinking like this. Because one of the most fundamental things, at least in terms of raising money right now, is that you need to actually be able to talk about what does your future look like and how you're going to get there. And so if you say you haven't done any marketing, right, and you hold to that, and then you get to your slides around like what the future looks like, no one's going to believe you because you haven't done any marketing. So when you start saying, oh, we're going to start doing marketing now, imagine what's going to happen. Like, I don't want to imagine what's going to happen. You should have already been doing it. And you should already know what's going to happen when we give you money and you spend it on marketing. So it's essentially a fundamental disservice to your business if you keep thinking you're not doing marketing when you're doing all these activities that many of us would constitute as marketing. Also, if you're not doing any marketing and you really think like that, then when I ask you, when you ask me, you know, whether you want to grow, and then I ask you what's working, you're going to say marketing stuff. Yeah, you're going to say, we cold emailed, we do this. And I'm like, yeah, let's go do more of it. You know, this is one of our suggestions, right? And it's almost idiotic if you think about it. It's like, you're saying you don't do any marketing, but every business does marketing. Every startup also does marketing. How the hell are you going to say you don't do any marketing and then expect people to give you money?
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. And with the expectation, we've accomplished all this with no paid advertising. So, and now when we raise money, we're going to use that money to spend it on paid advertising? That, for, I think, an inexperienced mind, sounds like a really logical, like, this is why it's going to be 10 times bigger, because we never spent on advertising and now we're going to spend on advertising. For somebody who has experience, this sounds like a really bad idea, because you're saying we have zero proof that paid advertising works. We have zero experience in doing paid advertising. And now we want all your money to waste it to figure out if it works and how to make it work. Well, that doesn't sound that appealing. Why did you just spend $500 or $10 a month learning something about paid advertising, proving that it can work on small scale, and then tell me, give me $100,000 so I can now repeat what I've already done at bigger scale and see if it works at scale as well?
Yeah, that's correct. It's almost absurd. I mean, to think that you're not doing marketing when, like, the way you have to describe the growth of your business has everything to do with how you're going to spend money on marketing or spend effort and time on marketing. So I think, you know, it's like, let's say there's some people out there that have, you know, before hearing this, really believe they weren't doing any marketing. What should we be telling them? Is it just as simple as recognize that you're doing marketing? Recognize that marketing is any effort you're using to get a customer, regardless of if you're working on your product or actually doing, you know, marketing?
Yeah. So, okay. So I do think that one thing is that, hey, if you have been telling people you've accomplished something with no marketing, really ask yourself, is that the truth? And the truth, it would only be the truth if you've never told a single soul about what you're doing, and just magically people have discovered it, and you don't talk about it, you don't email anybody about it, you don't call anybody about it, you don't post anywhere, it's not anywhere in your bio on Twitter or anywhere, and just magically, you know, it rains users from the skies, which is just almost nobody, if not nobody on this planet. So you're doing marketing, you need to realize that, you need to realize that paid advertising is not the only way of marketing, and it's fine, whatever the number is that you have is the number you have. Instead of excusing it, but trying to pretend that you've gotten it with no marketing and now you're going to start doing marketing, realize the reality that you've done marketing and that's how you got to that number. And if it's not impressive, it's your job to explain what you're going to do that make why you believe you're going to do something different in the future that's going to give you bigger results in terms of users. Just deal with reality instead of trying to bullshit people into this pitch that is like, oh, we got 10,000 users with no marketing, so if we start spending money on marketing, we think we can get to 10 million users. That's just bullshit. So realizing that nobody buys this and that you yourself should not think that way is, I think, the first step. And then just dealing with reality of going, write down what did you do to get to these users? Because that's the very next logical question. Oh, you have 10,000 users. How did you get them? Write the list down and realize all these things that you've done is marketing. And now ask yourself, what of these things can we do more of? What of these things could we scale? And what are the things we've never done that we want to do in the future and that we have some hypothesis on that might work or might not work? That would at least be my suggestion.
I like it. So take a step back and actually think about these things as they're marketing and kind of scale it. Yeah, I really like that. I think it can sound like we're being haters about people who think they're not doing any marketing. I think we're just trying to be realists, right? And trying to say that, like, if you're putting effort, like, and it constitutes like trying to get customers or users or sales, you know, or whatever, you're doing some form of marketing. Saying you're not doing marketing doesn't do you a service like you might think it does. It doesn't make you seem like a better startup because you say you don't do marketing. In fact, in this day and age, at this point, it probably makes you look a lot worse by saying that you haven't done any marketing yet. You know what's funny? I even still hear this like one in every 7 or 8 pitches. I'm surprised that even here in the Bay Area and stuff, and I'm not surprised that you hear it more outside of here, because I think people have really been taught for some reason that this marketing stuff is no good, or that they should, you know, that it's just not something that they should say they're doing. These days, when I look at a startup pitch and they actually have early assumptions around LTV, economics, customer acquisition costs, it makes me much happier, as long as these numbers aren't full on bullshit. And the reason is because they actually spent the effort to go figure out what are the different ways they can acquire customers and how does that work? Like, is it profitable? Does it make money, right? Is there a better way to get customers? And it's almost like you're leaving out more than, you know, half your business if you don't talk about marketing.
Yeah, and I think this comes back to the value of self-awareness, right? So one part of what you said is about like people doing their homework and truly understanding how to run a startup. And the other part of it is being self-aware. And we had an episode, it's episode 45, which is founder self-awareness. And then we had an episode on episode 65 on how to become more self-aware, where we talk about the how valuable it is to be self-aware, but also how this translates to startup teams. And you even saying, and I've now picked this up as well, one strong judging criteria on deciding if a startup team is strong or not is, do they have strong self-awareness? Because if they do, they will pick up on their mistakes or their weaknesses early on, and they will change them and overcome them. So that's kind of one of the strongest trademarks of a killer team. And when you are presenting in front of investors or anybody else and you want to impress them with self-awareness, impress them with having done your homework, impress them by being honest and being intellectually rigorous in your search for truth, don't try to impress them with bullshit or excuses, right? And insecurities, because that's surely not going to work, at least not with investors or anybody that's really worth their money. If you can't bullshit somebody into getting excited about your business because you're telling them you've done no marketing and got 10,000 users, that person's money or help will do you no good, because they're very inexperienced themselves as well, at least in what you're doing. So yeah, just being, I think being able to present and be honest and go, this is the number. We think the number can be bigger, and here's what we think we're going to do to make it bigger. Here's how we got to this number, and here's how we want to get to the next number. That's a much more honest pitch and more confident pitch than saying, this is what our number is. And yeah, don't think about it, but we have done this with no marketing. And now we're going to start doing marketing. And we think we're going to do a lot more. That just shows us a gross lack of self-awareness. And it shows either you're trying to trick me or you don't know what you're doing. Both these things are not going to be a good start for a relationship.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. It's how should we end this?
I don't know. This is a tricky one, but I think that the no marketing one, it had two interesting components. One was some people just don't get what marketing is or how to think about that. But the bigger theme, I believe, is I'm trying to make up excuses for the number being too small, or I'm trying to create vision of how I'm going to make the number much bigger by saying that this number is so small because we haven't done anything and now we're going to start doing things. I think that's the bigger problem.
So they're almost saying they did no marketing to explain a lack of effort in marketing.
Either they
compensate for what they perceive as a lack of effort.
Yes, either that or they're saying no marketing because they're trying to make you buy into that what they're trying to accomplish next is very realistic, although it's such a massive step, because they say, yeah, we want to get to 1 million users. We only got 10,000, but we got those with no marketing. So that's like the don't get hung up on the numbers not making sense or being too big of a step, because the first number we accomplished with no effort. So now that we're going to put effort into this, the big number is going to be easy to accomplish. I think that those are the two. It's like excusing or being insecure or trying to bullshit you into believing that the spread of what they're trying to accomplish and what they have accomplished is not so big.
Right. Mm.
And I think that, I mean, at the core, part of it is what I just said, which is like, if you try to bullshit me, there's two reactions to that. Either I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to notice it and that's the end of our relationship, or I'm not going to notice it and then you should be scared about the beginning of our relationship, right? I mean, do you really want to be in business with people you easily bullshit it to? What does that say about their intelligence, their experience, and the value they're going to create for you in working with you? So right. I think that is addressing that group. The group that is insecure about their number and the group that wants to explain and excuse that the number is not bigger, I just think those guys just need to learn to get over themselves and shut the fuck up and realize nobody fucking cares. Just nobody cares. You show up there, I mean, nobody cares. You wouldn't say we got to 10,000 users all while I was going through a divorce with my wife, or all while I had this big disease, or all while I went through a life crisis, I was depressed, or all while, all these things, if we all deal with issues, there's always reasons for things not being the way we'd like them to be. I don't want to hear them. I don't have the time for it. And I think we all as humans want to excuse ourselves sometimes when we feel we're not enough or we feel insecure about whatever we're presenting. But I think it's a need and an urge that needs to be killed. And you need to realize, especially as a startup, when you present in front of customers or investors, nobody cares. Just tell me what the numbers are, how you got them, and what you're going to do next. And don't give into the need or the urge to excuse yourself because you're insecure about things.
Yeah, we got to end it on that. It's really good.
All righty. This was an interesting one. Well, we are going to hear from everybody very soon. I'm excited to hear about... I'm actually curious to see if people... If anybody that's listening to this episode, let's just end it on this final note. If yeah. you've listened to us and you remember recently saying we did all of this with no marketing, or we did all of this by doing it just part-time, or we did all of this, although we just did this in this small market and now we're going to try this in this big market, do me a favor and reach out to us and let us know if you identified with the reasons that we explained to why we believe you did that and how to act despite that, or if you think it's a different... You had a different thought process behind utilizing that explanation or presenting your startup and your traction that way. I'm just curious to see if there's more to this that we haven't even picked up yet.
Yeah, love to hear from the audience about this.
All right, that's it from us. We'll hear you guys very soon.